Al Patterson, director of pharmacy at Children's Hospital Boston, says a third of his time is spent dealing with drug shortages, and the shortages are endangering the lives of his patients. He says children's strength morphine, for instance, simply isn't available. So nurses are using adult morphine and trying to dilute it at the bedside.
And there have been cases, fortunately not at Children's here in Boston, where because of the misdilution, there have been overdoses and underdoses in pediatrics directly attributable to the unavailability of these dosage forms.
Dr. David Frank, an oncologist at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, testified that the shortages are forcing doctors and manufacturers to ration critical cancer drugs like Doxil.
So the situation at Dana-Farber right now, today, is that we have women with ovarian cancer sitting next to each other in the infusion area, both of whom could benefit from Doxil, one of whom is receiving the Doxil, and the other of whom is not.
So what's causing the shortages? Dr. Sandra Cooter of the FDA says the drugs are very expensive and complicated to produce. She says manufacturers are worried if they build up inventories, they'd lose money. There aren't enough sources for some drugs, so when there's a manufacturing glitch at one manufacturer, there may not be another to pick up the slack.
These are production operations that operate 24/7 on very busy product lines. There is no cushion. They can't quickly move from making it in one plant to another plant.
The FDA says there are 250 drugs in short supply right now. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH Boston Public Radio.